This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now Ibn Al-Qayyim goes on to talk about the pillars of patience. So just covering thankfulness and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes on to talk about the second portion of the dua that he makes in the muqaddimah, in the introduction. وَإِذَا بْتُلِيَ sabr. And if he was patient, if he was tested, then he's patient. If he was tested, then he's patient. He says here, رحمه الله تعالى, وَثَانِي مِحَنٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَبْتَلِيهِ بِهَا فَفَرْضُهُ فِيهَا الصَّبْرُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ. He says it is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he tests him with it. With it, yani the mihan, those things that, the afflictions or that which will, he will encounter, that will be a test for him or her. He says, فَفَرْضُهُ فِيهَا الصَّبْرُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ. He said, in the obligation for that, تِجَاهَ الْإِبْتِلَاءُ وَالْمِحَنُ, when he or she is faced with those tests, the obligation in response is to be patient and to surrender to that, or to accept what has happened. Now, it doesn't mean you accept and don't do anything, but it means internally, firstly, you accept the fact that it has happened because you cannot change back time. You understand that Allah has allowed it to happen, and that is what makes you patient with the waqi'ah, with the event that has taken place, and you accept it. Then he goes on and gives three pillars of patience. He says here, rahimullah, وَالصَّبْرُ حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ عَنِ التَّسَخُّطِ بِالْمَقْدُورِ وَحَبْسُ اللِّسَانِ عَنِ الشَّكْوَى وَحَبْسُ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. He says here, وَالصَّبْرُ, patience, is withholding the self from distaste or hatred with what has taken place. مَقْدُور, يعني مِنْ قَدَر, what has taken place. وَحَبْسُ اللِّسَانِ عَنِ الشَّكْوَى, and withholding the tongue from complaining. وَحَبْسُ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, and withholding or holding back or prohibiting the limbs from doing any type of sinful practice. So when one is withholding themselves from doing something that is hateful, so حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ, withholding your innards, yourself, your soul from hating what Allah has predestined, your father passing away, friend passing away, losing money, getting a sickness, حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ عَنِ التَّسَخُّطِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said in a hadith, فَمَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ فَلَهُ رِضَى وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السُّخْطِ. Whoever is pleased, then let them have pleasure. فَلَهُ رِضَى, then that pleasure with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined will lead to more conditioning of being someone that is pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined. وَمَنْ سَخِطَ, and whoever hates or dislikes or feels a level of disenchantment from what has been predestined, then that is what is for them. That is what will continuously be for them if they continue on that trajectory. So the second thing he says here, وَحَبْسُ لِسَانِ عَنِ الشَّكْوَى, not to complain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, a beautiful hadith, where he put his hand inside of some soup, and it was hot. So he shook his hand, he said, حَسْ. He said, إِنَّ بِنَ آدَمْ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْحَرُّ قَالْ حَسْ. وَإِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْبَرْدُ قَالَ حَسْ. He said, verily the sons of Adam, he said, if they were to be afflicted by good, then they say, if they were to be afflicted by heat, hot, they would say, حَسْ, an expression, a response. And if they were to be afflicted by cold, they would say, حَسْ, meaning that we're always complaining, always have some type of response that shows displeasure, or that shows that we are not happy with the current situation. So he says here, rahimullah, وَحَبْسُ لِسَانِ عَنِ الشَّكْوَى, to withhold the tongue from complaining, because complaining can be contagious, wallah. If someone is positive, that's what we want to be contagious, not to complain off of a misfortune or something we didn't want to happen. He says, وَحَبْسُ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, and withholding the limbs from doing any sinful practice, your arms, your legs, your tongue, right? All these things, your arms and your legs primarily. He says here, كَلَّطْمِ وَشَقَّ الثِّيَابِ وَنَتْفِ الشَّعْرِ وَنَحْوِ. He gives an example. He said, like slapping or to tear your clothes or to pull your hair or anything that is along those lines. To hit someone, right? Along those lines. And then he says, Ibn al-Qayyim, he says here, فَمَدَارُ الصَّبْرِ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانَ الثَّلَاثِ. So he says, patience revolves around these three. It revolves around these three. فَإِذَا قَامَ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي انْقَلَبَتَ الْمِحْنَةُ فِي حَقِهِ مِنْحَ. This is beautiful. He says, so if the servant was to approach these things as he's supposed to, as what is befitting for him or her to do, that his mihna becomes a minha. The test becomes a blessing. It becomes something that is granted, that is a fortune for him. It was tahalat al-baliyah to atiyah. And the baliyah, the test, that which is faced, becomes something that is a beautiful form of being granted something, right? Wasar al-makruh mahbuban. And that which is hated becomes beloved. That which is hated becomes beloved. And then he ends here by giving the fiqh behind it as well, and the reason behind it. He says, rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يَبْتَلِيهِ لِيُهْلِكَهُ وَإِنَّمَا ابْتَلَاهُ لِيَمْتَحِنَ صَبْرَهُ وَعُبُدِيَّتَهُ. He says, for verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not test him to destroy him. For verily, he tested him to test his patience and servitude. So, the sabr, the patience, is what is needed, but also the servitude. Because the patience is withholding something. The servitude, inshallah, is a level of initiating something as well. Even though they're slightly interchangeable as well. Because sabr is a form of ubudiyyah, it's a form of servitude. But here, he says here, which he's going to expound on the servitude aspect of it. So just to repeat this last part. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْتَلِيهِ لِيُهْلِكَ. This is so important. When we see what is happening around the world now, with people being, you know, oppressed, being held beyond their will, people dying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not testing them to destroy them. And when we say yuhlika, we shouldn't think death. We should think destroy, to where it is to your misfortune in this life and in the next. So ihlak could also be al-i'tiqad, your belief in God. And that is the worst, where you die not believing in the Creator and His greatness and His majesty. That's the worst situation. Whether you totally don't believe in a God or you believe in more than one God, right? Those are two forms of ihlak as well. So he says Allah doesn't test you to destroy you. And this is important for people that are young and haven't really encountered or accepted God in their life yet, or they're just in the beginning stages, to know that God is not testing you to destroy you. God is there to condition you, particularly in aspects of you training yourself to be patient, which allows you to experience the qadr of Allah, to where you have contentment in uncertainty because you trust in the one who has given you life. And also your ubudiyyah, your servitude to him. Even though you don't know why what happened has happened, you're patient with the reality because you know who has brought it forth. And as a matter of fact, you serve him the more you are uncertain, to show and strengthen your trust in him. So those are the three arkan that he talked about. And what's so beautiful here is that the three that were mentioned with patience, hamsun nafsan al-tasakhuti, hamsun lisan al-shakwa, and hamsun al-jawarihi an al-ma'siyah. So to withhold one's tongue, to hold oneself from hatred or dislike of what's happening, and then also to withhold one's tongue from complaining, and then not to use the limbs in haram. It's kind of similar when we talked about what? When we talked about the ni'am, gratitude. It's right. It's with the tongue. You acknowledge it. Tahadduth biha zahiran. You know, you're thankful in your heart, you're thankful with talking about what he's giving you, and then also you use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pleased with what he has given us. May he make us patient with what he has withheld from us, and may he make us of those that are practicing servitude. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.